going on.
Yeah,
the
not,
old guy from
not,
the late night. Yeah. He's like the drunk guy who's like an asshole, right?
Yeah, just drunk guy with it. No, yeah, it's a guy whose family was murdered in front of him by vampires.
Yeah, some asshole drunk guy. Goddamn. Does he make a comeback in Deadpool Wolverine? No, I don't think so, right?
I guess not.
It's just Blade, I think. I never saw the movie yet, but yeah. I know Blade comes back.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for something that's about to be out fucking whatever.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert after I tell you the spoiler. Yeah. But yeah, as Joel said, things are progressing. This is a very L.A. topic, though. It's like, yeah, we got irons in the fire. Don't worry about it. You're going to see
us
coming around.
Yeah, but it's like, when do we ever say that?
Right now. We just did it right now.
Well, okay.
That's what I'm talking
about. No, when do we ever really say that? Like, I never try to hype up, like, the podcast or anything like that, because it is what it is, you know? Like, we are who we are.
I feel like everyone hypes up. I'm talking about when you go to, like, a brewery.
Okay.
In L.A., right?
Uh-huh.
Or bar. But more likely a brewery, somewhere where you actually conversate. It's not like banging-ass music where you actually chat, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to get into if you're a dude trying to pick up a chick, but I'm talking about just casual encounters. I feel like everyone hypes up everything a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone leads with the best foot forward.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you meet a guy who, like, he'll be a videographer, right? I shoot film, he'll say. That's cool. It's an L.A. job, right? I work for fucking Netflix. Like, damn, you work for Netflix? Damn. So then you go into like
history. I remember that guy.
You get to know this guy, right? And then it's like, okay, so you shot like background, like B-roll for one Netflix film once, and then you did a bunch of other shit no one's ever heard of that you made no money on. But you are a videographer, and you did work for Netflix.
Yeah.
So you in L.A., you lead with that shit.
With that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, I have never led I've never led like that on this podcast.
But we're doing it now.
Well, we're doing it now
doing
because,
it now.
Like, I feel confident about it. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the big moves? Let's let's do some housekeeping before we get into the news.
All right. Well, pretty much, what do you mean, what's the big news? Oh, what's going on?
You never told anyone what's going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so pretty much, like, we're just two guys with a mixer and two microphones. Several mixers and a few microphones, you know, because it's been a long time working on this. And, like, I'm not even joking. Like, the very first, even before the first episode of this fucking Rinky Dink podcast, it's always just been shooting from the hip. Nothing is ever securely locked in or anything like that. It has always been, we have been learning as we go along, especially me, you know, because Job has fucking pretty much, like, the moment I walked in to his apartment the first time, this nigga's like, audio guy, glasses, fat, yes.
Yeah, this is what a lot of people don't know. And, like, it's funny. This is, like, episode one shit, but we're at, like, episode 60 or some shit. 34
or something.
Fucking, before I even met Joel, which is, like, 10 years ago. And it's a flex my shit a little bit. Like, I've been on the podcast thing since, like, 2011.
Yeah.
Like, I've been listening to podcasts now for, like, 15 fucking years.
Yep.
So it's not new to me, okay? Like, I was listening to Rogan when he was a nobody.
See,
like, I was listening to Kevin Smith. Like, Kevin Smith was an OG podcast.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do you know the first, let's do a little background, the first podcast to ever be released? Do you know what that is?
Serial?
Nope. So, the first time that the term podcast was coined,
uh-huh,
and Apple did a keynote,
right,
Steve Jobs.
Oh, it was the guy. What's his name? The Podfather?
The Podfather was there. He used to work for Apple at the time.
Right.
He kind of built,
what's his name again?
I forget his name. But he's technically considered, like, Joe Rogan would call him the first podcaster. But the first podcast was not a fucking radio show. The first podcast just meant anything that you could cast on your iPod. At the time, we're talking iPods here. So if you had an iPod video back in the day, and y'all remember this if y'all like 30 plus, like you had the first video, first time. What was the first show that everyone could download for free? The Office.
Yeah,
that was the first podcast. The Office. So The Office, like episode 3, was like the first podcast, the first thing that you could download under the podcast banner on the iTunes store. And that was before the term podcasting was synonymous with internet radio. You know what I mean? So it's like
Job has been on it for a while.
And before that even, you had internet radio. So,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
And if you're
that's
a conspiracy true. Guy, like an Art Bell era guy, like those guys were doing pirate, we called it
pirate radio,
but online pirate radio.
Like
that
Alex
was,
Jones.
That was podcasting before podcasting.
Honestly,
podcasting, all right, so the thing is, when I was a little kid, I was, and the radio was on, I really loved radio that was like people chatting. I never liked music on the radio. No matter what era. Like,
you liked chatter more
so
than
in the
tunes.
Morning, in the morning when the morning zoo would come on in Philly, it was like, I believe it was Chio in the Morning was the crew that I would get in South Jersey, right? And they would play all your, you know, Apple Bottom. Well, not even that. Before that, Lean, like,
Lee would it rock with it.
Snap Your Fingers, like that era.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever that era was, that's the music I was playing. But every time they played music, Jesus Walks, every time that they played music, I would be like, fuck, it's like a long commercial break. Because I want to get back to the chatter. I always loved fucking listening to people just chat on like on the radio. And my dad raised me on fucking NPR, which is all chat radio. So I always prefer chat radio, car talk, Terry Gross,
Terry Gross.
Wait, Don't Tell Me, Prairie Home Companion, like all that type of shit.
Yeah.
So I always loved that shit. So then when podcasting became like kind of a thing in like 2011 is when you start seeing like big podcasts.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla moves over to podcasting.
So that's when I like
that was the shit that me and someone else, we were going to start a podcast. And he introduced me to you because he was like, this guy might be a good, he lives right here, he can help us out. And then you came in, you had glasses on, he's like, tech guy. Which Joel ended up being. But this podcast has technically been in the works now for like 15 fucking years.
No.
Like 10 years.
We'll call it eight years.
8 years, bro.
Wow.
Think about it. Yeah, and I did a podcast with Pete before this.
Yeah, I remember
that. And
it's like,
it's like, it's fucking...
So this is like really where like the things are starting to change.
Yeah, you think this is the moment now where like...
I think this is it. Because, hold on.
Can we put it in terms to like, let's unify our vocabulary.
Okay.
Let's look at this as if we're doing a biopic about the creation of the podcast.
Okay.
So this is like the beginning of scene two, where it's like now shit's picking up. Scene one is just the fuck ups in the beginning.
Yeah.
The origin story. Scene two is where like shit actually. You get your first break. You
right.
think this is the first break?
Well, here
and you want to explain what
that break is? No, I think this is more or less the point of no return.
Okay,
that's what I call this now because we've invested too much time and money into this, especially you know in the recent years, in the past 5 years. You know, like we've invested a lot more into it and taken a lot more seriously.
Well, let's not mislead people here. We didn't drop thousands of dollars into this shit.
Oh, I did. On equipment.
Thousands?
Yes.
What?
That mixer alone is $600. That one right there was $700, okay? I bought at Guitar Center on credit.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that's seven. Fucking...
Don't count your computer, bitch.
Okay,
you
fine.
That.
All of the cables, all these microphones. All
right, so like $2,000 tops.
Yes.
And we're probably going to get that back now.
Now we are.
We might get
now
that back
now.
Now
this is
like, we're looking at a potential sponsorship, folks.
Yes.
Potential. Nothing's in stone.
Yeah.
Joel says it's in stone, but I'm not.
I've already said, like, you know.
Not until I fucking have a dollar in my hand.
Yep. Not until I feel the
so
money
we
in
have,
my bank
we
account.
We have a potential sponsorship coming. Hey, guys, why would you take a sponsorship on when no one listens to the show? Well, guess what, fucker? We're from L.A.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to dress up the show. And this is all the OGs are going to know this. The new motherfuckers that come in later, they're not going to know this because they're not going to listen to this.
Let Joe learn you something real quick.
Let me learn you something.
Yeah.
Fake it
till
you
make it,
motherfucker.
Suck my dick.
When I bought, and let me tell people this. All right. L.A. is a shallow place. Okay, people are great. I love L.A. I'm not from here.
But we are walking in ankle deep water
out
here.
But you are. It's a shallow fucking place. Yeah, it's a shallow end pool up in this bitch.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you right now,
it's
when I was like 21, that's around when the first pair of Yeezy V2s dropped.
Oh, here we go.
And this is just a story. So Yeezy V2s, this was. I'm talking for those sneaker motherfuckers. This is when Belugas and Breds were your only options for V2s. So you had Belugas, you had Breds, and they were all thousands of dollars. There's no way, like, that was the hype issue at the time, bro. No one had them shits on. If you had them on, everyone thought they were fake, blah, blah, blah. But when I bought the real Yeezy Breds, right, I wasn't, like, a rich motherfucker by any means, but I got treated like I was, like, I got treated better, hands down. what I imagine a hot girl gets treated like. You know what I'm saying? Like, because now it's like, oh, this motherfucker can drop $2,000 on his shoes. Oh, that means that, like, our grand on his shoes. That means that he probably fucking, and he's beating him up.
Would you say your skin color has something to do with that as well?
Because
you're
LA,
also wearing that?
Not in the field I was in.
So a white sneakerhead as opposed to a black sneakerhead.
I don't think there's any additional value for being white. I think it's a discount. I think right now, like, we're lesser. You get what the fuck you talking about, bro? If you're in LA and you're in the streetwear thing,
okay. But it's all like, you got the money, though. That's what it is.
Yeah, I got the money from working at the weed shop.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like...
Get a job.
If you're already wearing the Breds, and that's what you're saying, like they're expensive shoes. It looks like you got the money, though.
Because I made a hugely irresponsible financial decision.
No, you at the time, you rationalized it. What'd you say?
It was sick. Well, resale value held up, first
and
of all.
You know you were never going to sell those.
I was never going to sell them, but the resale value held up for years. They were sitting pretty at like 1,400 until Kanye
recently.
Talked about the Jews.
Right.
But the thing is, it was more about like you get a social credit for having those shoes in a weird way.
Right.
And LA social credit is determined by two things. And we're talking, like, we're not talking the hood. We're talking, like, L.A., like, ritzy, like, west, like artsy, hype beast, like, where all the culture comes from.
What, Melrose?
Like, that type of vibe. Hollywood, all these rapper motherfuckers, yeah. Right? So, you get social currency in L.A. for two things. One, the thing is expensive. If the thing is expensive, that means people are like, oh, he gets money. Therefore, you get credit socially.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is, it's, like, cool. It stands out a little bit. Yeah, so, you have a I could buy a pair of, at the time, like, Rick Owens. Everyone had Rick Owens, right? I could drop $1,400, and then it's like, yo, look at this guy. He's just a clown. But if you bought something different or something that was, like, the new hype shit, you were on the cutting edge, you pay attention to shit, you know what cool is, and you make money from it, that's who people want to be surrounded
by. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the most valuable type of millennial there is in L.A., and that's what I fooled everyone to thinking I was for, like, a year. For a whole year,
so you
I
are a
fooled
good actor.
Everyone. I fooled everyone into thinking I was I was shit. I was not shit.
Yeah.
I was working at a weed shop, and I just wasn't paying taxes because I got paid cash, so I had all this extra money.
Just
extra
money, free weed.
And also, I have been a lifelong Kanye West fan, lifelong Adidas guy, so it makes sense for me to want the shoes. Like, I love the Yeezy silhouette, too. As a product, it's a great product.
A lot of phonies. Just phony rap niggas.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing. So what we're doing with the podcast is that. Like, the sponsorship to me is a fucking pair of brand new Yeezys.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, damn, someone invested in this. That means they must be worth a shit.
Right.
So maybe I'll give it a listen. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the thing.
So, and that's all I really wanted. And, like, I've paid for fucking ad space before, you know, on Instagram, and it worked a little bit, and we got that bump. So, like, now, in addition to, like, that, hey, I hate to pull the curtain back or the foreskin
back. I lost my jewel.
Oh, here we go.
I thought that you were about to tell people that I'm looking for my fucking.
No,
nah,
but
now.
You want to
see? See,
it's right underneath.
See, he
sees
me.
Oh my
this
god!
This is my thing.
You're throwing me off. Like, you're all fidgety.
I lose something for a second, and I go into complete panic because I've lost so many things in my life. Like, I lose things all the time.
Job is the worst,
particularly jewels, because they're so fucking losable. And
this
now, like,
it has lost
gone.
His keys, like, within 30 seconds of walking through his front door. Like, he's like, oh fuck, where are my keys?
I
can't get downstairs now.
Behind, like, one random DVD for some reason. I don't know. I just do
God
that.
Damn it.
But,
dude.
Yeah, all right, so about the advertising. So, yeah, we put a little bit. I think advertising needs to be a bit more. Like, you kind of wung it with that. Like,
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, we've been. It's all, like, learning as we go along.
I should be doing that because I literally worked in that field and I know how to do it. But it's just like.
Well, now
you can't give me access to the fucking Instagram. That's the big problem.
Oh, wait. We haven't even tried.
I tried your password, remember, last time.
Shit.
Yeah,
okay,
it just didn't work.
Okay.
So that's the reason I don't have access.
We'll figure that out.
That's pulling the curtain back. I have no access to the Instagram for Chocolate Panic.
Yeah, I do.
I am
it's
the main moderator and owner of the Reddit and TikTok.
You guys can't see it, but he turned his brow line into the smug. And arrogant brow line position. Yeah. Still can't see it, but he's doing it even better
next
now.
Next week we'll get video, though. Even better, you know.
We're also working on a spot, you know.
Yeah,
that's
the other big one. Is there's a potential spot coming up.
Potential spot coming up, and that's why it's like it's really on up and up.
It's hard to find a spot, by the way. I mean,
dude, in L.A., it's like, listen, it's... A social, we
I
really
said
are
design a defined spot when you're what you're talking about here.
A spot, yeah. I mean, to record.
Yeah, like a physical place.
A physical place to record, not just the audio medium, but both the video medium as well. Because it just makes for better. It just makes for I don't know. Everybody wants to see it, not just hear it. And you know what I've noticed too.
No, talk about fun.
What.
But the cool part is where the spot is. If you want to let that go
for
the five people listening,
I'm not.
Potentially,
it's potentially a record store.
Yeah, well, it's a fucking record shop in Inglewood.
Yeah, and right now I feel like, man.
We'll throw ads up on our there.
We're gonna
be
you know what?
Them
no,
hard.
I want to plug them right now. They're called Asteroid Vinyl in Inglewood. They're on La Brea and Hardy.
Yeah, for y'all who are local.
For y'all who are local, Asteroid Vinyl. They're a really sick record shop, like run by a couple. Joe. And his wife Maritza, like they're good people, you know, and like I really fuck with them, you know, and they featured my girlfriend as the artist of the month. I think this was back in July or August, you know. So like they're really good people, and like they deserve like success. These are the people that like I, you know, like this city needs this. I'm tired of like just. I don't know, like real. There's a lack of culture.
Yeah, well, let's not get into to get sidetracked there.
Okay,
let's
I'm
close
sorry.
The button on our podcast here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got to summarize. We're motherfucking. We're motherfucking getting potentially a location that actually is a good backdrop that looks good to shoot in.
Yeah.
Two, potentially sponsorship. And these are things that aren't like, oh, we just talked about it one time. Like, they're, like, kind of actually in the works. So, you're going to be seeing better shit coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Soon.
Hopefully you know what I mean?
Soon. Definitely you know? Sometime, but hopefully soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That being said, like, that's it for us.
Yeah.
Let's get into the real shit, though.
Let's get into the real nitty-gritty.
I went to Costco for the first time.
Dude. Today. Okay.
Yeah, let's put the whole backstory here. I'm sure you all know that there's an icon now that has been developed in the past couple months.
Please elaborate on that joke.
And that is, of course, the thing everyone's seen is Big AJ and motherfucking Big Justice. You know what I'm saying? The Costco guys. So, I'm American. Costco is a very American thing. Like, buying bulk. And it makes sense financially. I get it. But it's also like, goddamn, dude, you really don't need that many fucking packs of Welch's gummies. Like, so
dude, it is a fucking monument to America's gluttony.
It really fucking is. And I've been with someone else to a Costco a couple years back. I went to in Jersey, you got BJ's, which is a similar thing, right?
Yeah.
And I've been to like inside one once. So I'm very like, I've never been to any of this shit. But once you see the Big Justice shit, this shit got big, right? And the only thing that really caught my attention was the chicken bake. Right? I was like, what the fuck is that? All right, dude, and this is why people why do you give a fuck? Let me tell you why I give a fuck. Right? Because every goddamn like carnival food stand has the staples.
Yes.
The staples being burger, hot dog,
corn dog,
French fries. Like these
corn
are your
dog.
Standard, you can get them everywhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Corn dog not even everywhere. I'd say it's like but
really?
It's, maybe
that's
but
such
it's,
an American you said carnival food.
Yeah,
that is carnival
food. Yeah, yeah, but you've never seen chicken bake in that lineup.
No.
What the fuck is that? It's a new thing. So potentially, the idea, it's the vehicle. The fact that like now this extra long hot pocket style of food, this what we're going to call a bake, right? Because if you didn't do chicken, say you did steak, it'd be a steak bake.
Oof.
Right?
I really don't like steak
sandwiches. Think about it, though.
Honest.
But I do. Fucking Philly cheesesteak.
Well, okay, that's
pocket,
different. Well, the way they have the chicken that's in the chicken bake, I wouldn't cut the steak like that. Steak in a sandwich has to be thinly cut.
Saying,
all right, I'm sorry, we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah. What I'm saying is this could be a whole new staple. This could be something that you could do takes on and do it your own way, and this could be a new like thing you just see at like every shit stand carnival.
It's just, yeah.
How often do you see that?
Own the patent to the chicken bake?
No. Well,
nobody fucking owns.
Hot Pocket doesn't.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Yeah.
But maybe the name. So you couldn't
chicken
call bake. It a bake, but like, say it's like a pocket or whatever. You call it a pocket.
Whatever.
But now it's like every fucking little shit stand like that has hot dogs and burgers has one more option, a bake.
A bake. Yeah, that's
Think
true.
Think about how great that could be. Like, you know what I'm saying? And now imagine you did like a garlic herb seasoning on the fucking
Dude,
top.
That was my initial thought
obviously,
years ago.
Obviously. You
like,
do
this
that.
Needs like a little
fill
zhuzhing
it,
up.
Fill it with pepperoni and
the,
cheese. You
the
have
filling
a
is,
fancy hot pocket.
The filling is already cool. It's fine as it is, but like adding like some herbs and some garlic on top of that bread would be
People don't understand what I'm talking about when I'm talking about food sometimes is not like the actual fucking taste.
Cigarette sandwich.
It's not just about taste. It's also about like the cultural impact and what it could do to the food game that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So when I look at food, like anything, when it's like fucking, this is a sidebar here, but this just help people explain like where I'm coming from or help me explain to people where I'm coming from. I don't think of things objectively. Like, I don't think of things, like, right in front of me. So, you give me, like, a fucking a movie, right? I'll watch the movie. I'll have my own opinion on it. But I also have my objective opinion on it. Like, there is, like maybe I don't like it, but I can appreciate what's good about it, why it made money, why it appeals to people.
Right.
There's two different schools of thought. One of them has nothing to do with your own taste.
Yeah.
The other one has to do with just, like, how the world's taste.
The world's taste.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
The,
and it's, like,
general.
You have to look at both of those things. So, when I'm looking at the chicken
yeah,
bake, you
yeah.
can take a bite yeah. to a chicken bake. You can say, hey, it's not that good. But look at the potential. This could be a thing that's at every fucking store.
Like, if you don't like the, okay. So what is
like
the
hero meat.
What the ingredients is chicken, bacon, in
no,
like
I don't
a.
I think there's even bacon. I think
no.
It's like,
I thought there. If you look at it, that I there's little tiny bits of bacon.
It's like
in
a
there.
Chicken. It's essentially like a chicken Alfredo with some bacon, I guess, in a hot pocket.
In a hot pocket, yeah.
A long one, but it's real long.
Yeah,
and they're $3.50.
They've kind of changed over time because like they're not. Their hot dogs before used to be Hebrew Nationals.
Like actual Hebrew
yes,
Nationals?
Yes, dude. Costco,
you like those?
Beckett. Dude, I love them. They're
over
great.
Nathan's?
No.
I'm taking
Nathan's. I love Nathan's,
and you know,
dude.
I'm taking a Boar's Head over both of them.
I haven't had a... Oh, yeah, no, I'm lying.
Real
the
quick.
The Boar's Head beef franks are fucking
they're the
great.
Best. They
they're
got,
great.
They're getting hit hard right now.
Why?
With a lawsuit. Oh, it's like money laundering or some bullshit.
What?
Yeah, it's like some real New Jersey shit. It's some real New Jersey shit.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not even kidding. I read an article like two
That's
days
fucked.
Ago.
I'm not
yeah,
even surprised.
I'm going to double check that. But the thing is, like, So the chicken bake, that's all I'm saying about it. What I'm hype about is not the actual fucking thing itself. To put a button on this topic, let's switch to Boar's Head after this, and okay, let's go down the dogger street a little bit. But you're getting two big motherfuckers talking about food now.
You know, it was fucked up. The other day, like somebody was complimenting me on like the my cooking skill. It was some dude we met at a party last weekend, and like he's like, man, I love your passion and everything. He's like, what, you got Joel excited about food? Congratulations.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, what, you got Joel excited about food? What'd you do, just mention a hot dog?
That sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, you did, you fucking asshole. In the middle of this party. This is fucked up, man. Anyway, continue, Joe.
Yeah, I arrived at that party at like 5 in. But that's all the thing. It's like chicken bake. My honest score of it out of like 10, I'm giving it like a solid, like my actual taste, I'm saying maybe 7. You know what I mean?
7? Like, no, that's fair.
It's as good as Olive Garden food.
Here's
is to
the
me.
Thing. It's well, what I was saying though
or
is that like it used to be different. I don't think it wasn't always Kirkland brand.
Well,
like the food that's
dude,
out there.
All right, so this is the
Costco
thing.
Pizza was better, like I'm telling you, 10, 12 years ago.
Are you talking pizza or bakes here?
But everything.
Well, hold on. Did
everything.
They have chicken bakes 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what's crazy. I've never fucking
they
heard
don't
of
have
that.
They used to have churros
yeah,
there,
but
and
I
they
never,
were so good,
but what I'm
man.
Saying is no one's ever heard of that fucking chicken bake until that fucking Costco guy's video went viral.
That's fucking nuts,
because
dude.
Costco,
and where are they from?
They're from. They're originally from Jersey. They live in Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, yeah, Florida. Yeah, they're rich as fuck.
Well, anyone who moves from Jersey moves to Florida, except for me.
Why does that? Yeah.
They retire and go to Florida. They love it. They love it. Italians love going to Florida.
You know what? I think Italians, like, that's why the mob was there. But like
that kid's so Italian, he looks like he's wearing the eyeliner because his eyelashes are so fucking
so thick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like there's like that. But all right, so what I'm saying is I never heard of it, and I'm pretty fucking hip to like shitty food. Like I'm pretty hip to like fast food.
Dude, everything that I like, look, I'll eat shitty stoner concoctions, but like I'll be walking in a frozen food aisle and be like, ugh, at something, and Job's like, what? You wouldn't fuck that up, dude. You mean to tell me?
Well, because you're like, you're fucking so like, it's what I feel like today.
What?
Like, that's you. You're like a fucking,
yeah.
You're like one of those annoying trans people who switches back
fuck
and forth.
Fuck you, man.
That's you. You're like
fuck
day,
you, man.
One day you'll
oh,
be
whatever's
like,
fair weather ass nigga.
Yeah, you. That's you.
Depending on the weather and my mood that day.
Yeah, like one day you'll be like, man, that's fucking, like, I could make that at home much better. And then
honestly,
and then the next,
and I do. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but then the next day you'll be like, oh shit, let's get some potato skins, frozen potato skins. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Like, those are, you can make those too. Like, what's why do you pick?
I'm versatile.
Yeah, you can make all the food and make it healthier and make it better.
And make it just better.
But some
period.
Days you're totally fine with eating shit, and other days you're like above it. That's my problem.
Yes.
That's my issue. That's my issue. You know what I'm saying?
So what? I can
I'm
be
never,
that way with
I'm
food.
Always, no, you can be like, I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
But you're like, I wouldn't eat that. Yes, you would.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh.
Okay,
yeah,
with
huh.
What? No.
You'd be
there's
like,
a few
yeah,
things
uh-huh,
that I just
uh-huh,
wouldn't do.
Uh-huh. Yep, uh-huh.
Based on my experience, okay?
Yeah, go for
because
it.
I know better
I know
now.
Milk
you know what's something? Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant, everybody. And like the older I get, the more I have to just accept it.
Everybody, it's hard for me to say this.
But
I've been keeping this inside for a long time, and God damn it, it just feels so good to get it out. Thank you, Joel. I'm lactose intolerant.
No, yeah, I'm lactose.
You're so brave.
Shut up. Shut up.
He drinks oat milk. He's so brave.
Right, no, oat milk I found out is not good
milk,
for you.
Oat milk.
Oat milk. Yeah, it's not good for you.
I don't think any of those are good for you.
No, the only one of those milk alternatives that are good for you is coconut milk.
That makes sense. But yeah. I feel like coconut milk is its own thing.
It's
so different.
It is. Well, for sure. Like, yeah. Think about oat milk. I've used that instead of milk in macaroni and cheese before. It's honestly, it came out like if I used heavy cream, you know?
Well,
so
wait,
like,
we're off topic.
I'm sorry. So anyway, it does depend on what my experience is, right?
Okay,
so
yeah.
One thing I'll never, ever do again, and I'm sorry, I just can't do it. Fucking bagel bites and bagel bites.
The ones you
and
get.
The frozen ones, yeah.
And you put them in the oven.
Yeah.
Why?
I can't do it.
They're great.
They taste weird now.
Oh, you think they're different than when you're
yeah.
kids? Or is it like you got older
that,
and your taste
but also,
changed?
And they, well, it's probably because my taste buds are changing, but like. The,
you're talking
just,
that specific brand too, right?
Totino's.
Like, you can make your own bagel.
And the pizza rolls.
Like, have you ever made a pizza bagel yourself? That's good.
Yeah, of course. That's always
so it's
the
just
shit.
The frozen ones, that brand that you have a problem with.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the issue? What, they just taste weird?
They taste weird, and also, like, well, the older I get now, like, it's shit gives me heartburn. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just marinara. It's like sugar and stuff. And it's the sugar that is also used in the marinara. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that, and just the quality of the product, you know, like, obviously, it's just not good, you know? And, like, so the last time I had fucking a bagel bite or pizza bite, bagel bite, pizza roll, like, they just taste like shit, dude. They just taste like it just worse than school cafeteria.
I've never been a fan of the pizza roll, personally.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to like it. Like,
I'll still dominate a bag of bagel bites, though.
I can't. I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
I haven't had them in, like, 15, 20 years.
Also, not enough cheese on those things anymore.
And the cheese always gets, like, burnt.
But you know what's always stayed true to me that I'll always love, shitty food-wise, pizza-wise? Fucking the Totino's pizza. The big square one.
The big square one?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Dude. It's No, you've had it. I bought them. I put them in the oven. Shahid came over. We're just chilling, drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Eating those pizzas.
Yeah.
You know, the way I cut them up, or, like, the way you can cut them up, it's like it's easy to share and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but that's like, it's like when you do it up, it's like cracker bread. You know what I mean?
Type shit.
It gets like very crunchy.
And
that's how I like it.
Yeah.
But
that's how it's
almost like a flat bread at that point.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a pizza anymore at that point. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm fine with. I'm not knocking it at all.
Yeah.
There's only two frozen pizzas I've ever had that I fucking didn't like. You know what I mean?
What's that?
One of them was that Screaming Sicilian, like,
I
Supreme.
I like those.
It was like Supreme or something. It wasn't a normal flavor. And I was like, I was taking a chance on it, but it was like Supreme or.
Well, what didn't you like about it?
It tasted like the cheese was bad, bro. Like, bad. And I checked the expiration date and shit. And it was like the cheese was too, like, it was a fancy cheese, I think. And it was just like blue cheese. Maybe it was like, it tasted blue cheesy.
Shut up, dude.
Type
no
shit.
Way.
And I was like, I don't want that shit on my pizza. Like, I'm not that type of motherfucker,
yeah.
bro. Like, I don't like fancy pizza, dude. I was down there at Seal Beach. The place is called, like, A. I believe it's called A. Like, it's literally just the letter A, right? And it's a fancy spot. It's a drinking spot, though. You go there to drink, and then
you get drunk enough to feel all right to spend $50 on a pizza.
No, it's all like legit expensive shit, yeah. but it's like legit though. So it's like you get caviar, you get all the for the table and all
caviar.
The shit. So they got a fancy quote unquote pizza.
Okay.
It had like prosciutto on it, if I'm not mistaken, which I'm not opposed to off the rip.
It didn't
have a marinara sauce at all. It was like a different sauce. It was, like, way too thin. And then it had, like, prosciutto, black olives, fucking
they put the truffles
pesto,
on there?
A pesto drizzle, which I don't hate either.
Okay.
You know, all these things individually I like.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when you drag them all together, and there was one other thing on there that I was like, what the fuck?
What?
It was like, dried apricots or some shit. It was, like, some shit
like
that.
And you see, I like dried fruit. Not on that, though.
yeah, it just didn't work. Hot dried fruit. And, like, fucking...
That's fucking gross.
It was, like, $80. If I'm not mistaken.
Really?
It was like a whole wheat crust. It was like a sourdough crust. It wasn't a normal crust. And I don't know. It was just, they called it fancy pizza on the menu, and it fucking bugged me.
That's
you
fucking funny.
I bet you I could find the goddamn menu right now. Let me see.
Okay. But yeah, dude, remember the last Screaming Sicilian I bought? We fucked it up, dude.
Yeah, that was like
that's,
a standard
that
stuffed
crust one. And then like the one that, their standard pepperoni, they fucking hook it up with the pepperoni. They're not like DiGiorno, yo.
Yeah. Well, speaking of DiGiorno vending machine, I'm fucking with.
Oh yeah. So Job's been on the autism gram for a while now, and now the algorithm is more refined, and so like there's a lot more I would say interesting and more palpable atypical content that's made by fucking people who are
neurodivergent content.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I follow a lot of autistic people, and I want to make this abundantly clear. These are people who self-identify, like they are diagnosed, and like in their bio they are autistic. Yeah, it's not like people who call themselves.
These
autistic.
Aren't hot girls that are like I'm autistic.
Yeah, I got this and that and this and that.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
It's like
no, these people are
visibly autistic.
Yeah,
more visible, the more I'm likely to follow them.
Yeah,
and, or if they're on love on the spectrum, then they get the auto follow. You know what I'm saying?
God.
So my algorithm is giving me, and some of these autistic people blow up.
Yeah, they do.
And do better than others. So what I want to do is an autism tier list. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You know those tier list videos? I want to do, like, an autistic Instagram tier list video.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have some opinions.
Whoever you put on the bottom is going to freak out and strive to be S tier.
Here's the thing. Just because you have a disability or just because you've died okay? Because this is the two times I see this shit all the time. Fucking... Oh, yeah, we'll get back to that. But anytime that someone dies or anytime that someone has a disability, they become the greatest person in the world. They become the heart's most sweetest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's you get the same fucking spiel. And I'm like, bro, that's statistically impossible.
Yeah.
So maybe I just look at them like they're fucking humans, the same as me. I'm like, you know, you can be autistic and a dick. Like, it's possible. Some autistic people are just corny assholes.
Yeah.
And some autistic people are just fucking
jerks.
Sick. Some autistic people are fucking sick. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So there needs to be a fully objective, no bullshit tier list made when it comes to, like, autistic. I'm sorry, but my girl...
Go ahead.
Like, Danny from fucking Love on the Spectrum. She's, like, the hot girl.
If you guys watch Love on the Spectrum, she's the bitch that...
Like, kind of does animation.
Yeah, her whole personality is like, they have to be in animation. I am an animator.
And she's very much a prominent character in season 1.
Yeah, but she's also very much a total bitch.
But I put her on the list because she's very active on Instagram, right?
Right.
I'm putting her not S tier. She is like the
absolutely.
Hottest one. I'm putting her like maybe C tier, dude.
Explain why.
Because she's, for one, a bitch. She's hot.
Yeah.
And she's also like borderline socially fluid. Like she could, you could send this bitch to the mall without a handler and she'd probably be fine. I don't think her mom needs to accompany her everywhere she
goes.
She'd
get stuck in the anime store. But.
Yeah, she'd spend all of her money. But fucking, but like, she's like, there's also different amounts of like how socially fluid they are and like how fucking quote unquote normal you'd say, right? So then you have like full autists that they're nonverbal. They can't fucking talk at all. Yeah. So you have to judge them on a whole different scale, which is interesting. How do you fucking, and
I know,
this sounds fucked up, but what I am doing is judging autistic people here. But that's the point of a tier list, right?
Okay.
So,
how do we rationalize this?
What do you mean?
How do we
not
come off as jerks?
Oh, I don't think there's any way to
okay.
do that.
Okay. Listen, this is not an ill intent. There's no ill intent whatsoever.
Little bit.
All right, fine. We're trying to full on humanize these people and so you guys can stop handling them with such baby gloves. They're regular people.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're people like you and me.
People need
okay?
more help than others and that's fine. But that's going to be applied into the scale of
Please.
My judgment.
Yes.
You understand? So just because an autistic person needs 24-hour support will not put them on the lower tier at all.
And you know
In fact, it's usually the other way around. It's the autistic people that are nonverbal that I believe will actually score higher on my tier list.
Okay.
Not because they can't be annoying by words. You know what I mean?
They can piss you off with
their political opinions because they don't really typically have them or they don't express them.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to put you on a higher tier because you're not annoying. You know what I mean? It's like...
So the list is based on how annoying you are?
That's
how you put anybody on any list.
Music tier
list. How fucking annoying are you?
A music tier list. What song annoys you the most? What song you like the most? Okay. That's how it works, bud. And autistic people...
So it's like based on our taste, so we're developing a certain taste for autism?
I already have. My algorithm is... My algorithm is... I have 30 autistic people I can throw up on this list right now.
I know.
There's the fucking... Me when the girl runs out of Zaza.
Oh, I like that guy.
He's going low on the list.
Is he really?
Do you want part
well,
of
here's
list?
The thing.
On my list, he's going low.
Everybody,
I like
every one of these people has a bit. And their bit and like bits have a shelf life. Okay? Some bits can hang in there longer than others, okay?
Yep.
The whole Costco guy family shit is hanging in there because it's profitable and it's marketable big time.
And they're using an infinitely recyclable form of an influx of content,
so,
which is food.
Yes.
You're never going to run out of food to talk about.
So you think, okay, so the Zaza,
and
is me without the Zaza.
Oh, by the way, and, all right, so why I'm going to score him low. That bit's a bit stale.
Yeah.
So his whole bit, to fill people in, is me when I blank. All right, it's me when I stub my toe. When I meet a girl.
So that is like the original form. Like
hold on. It's me when I blank, and then it cuts to him doing the reaction.
Yeah.
And the thing about him is his reaction is always very dry and stupid and shitty, and it's essentially him repeating what he said before.
Yeah.
But he does 5 a day, and then the thing that's weird, he'll be like, me when my girlfriend comes home, and he'll be like, oh, you're so beautiful, I love you. And then he'll go, me when my boyfriend comes home, oh, you're so beautiful, I love you. So are you just doing that because you're bi, or are you doing that because you're just trying to be inclusive, which sounds like something he would do because he's like a Hillary guy?
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Oh, yeah. So
I'm scoring him down.
Based on the hint of politics, right?
Well, in this case,
their injection of politics.
And lack of awareness of comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he funnily.
I feel like that's going to be a big thing.
I think he thinks
that's going to be a big thing for this entire list is a lack of comedy.
Yeah, but some people are fucking.
Some people get in.
Some people
don't.
Are funny.
Some autistic people are fucking hilarious, but it's
by
it's
n- but they write jokes. Yes, there's some that can actually be funny on purpose, and then there's ones that are just funny by nature
accident.
Of who they are.
Exactly, exactly.
Dwayne Steeler, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god. Okay, we'll get to that.
No, I'm saving all this for the actual tier list video. Okay. I'm giving you as a preview. All
right,
because there's a lot of these names out here, and I'm judging them based on just humanness. I'm not judging them based on how fucking much, like, virtue points you get for liking them. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. I'm not going to be cutting... I'm not pulling punches here. I'm treating them like I would treat anybody else.
And that's what they need.
That's what everyone needs.
Yeah.
And like, not just them, even everyone.
People, no, even people with Down syndrome. I feel like we've already kind of have started to go down this road already as it is. Like, just because...
Nice. Good one, Joel.
Thanks. I'm laughing at my own joke. Just because you're retarded doesn't mean you're not a fucking asshole. Like, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. You all
right? No. I'm barely getting over this, like, I guess summer cold.
Dude, I'm telling you, everybody's got this summer cold. This is what happens.
Is it summer?
No, actually. Summer's ended already.
We don't have months here.
Look, we have 2 months.
Yeah.
We have summer and kind of spring. Okay.
Man, let's get back to it. What were you talking about?
But yeah, so just with Down syndrome people, we're just all like, ah, oh, come on, dude. Like, just because they're retarded doesn't mean like they don't know what they're doing. They don't not know what they're doing.
Well, all right. So if you want to be safe, right?
Uh-huh.
And you want to be in comedy, the safest thing you can do is just you never make fun of something that's not in someone's control.
Right.
So when you make fun of someone with Down syndrome, you don't make fun of them for having Down syndrome. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Really, really like fucking like John Cena, if that's their wrestler of choice, you can roast that. John Cena, dude. Like, obviously, goddamn, like, Bray Wyatt is the guy. Like, you can do that. And now you're on his level for one. You're talking wrestling. Who likes wrestling? They all talk about it. I'm not treating him different than I would anyone else.
Hell yeah, bro.
But if you're like, oh, yeah, oh, you like him? Treat him like a fucking baby. Yeah, he's a grown man.
That's the thing.
You think the Down syndrome guy doesn't recognize that? Like, I don't know. I went to school with a lot
of
Down syndrome kids.
They exploit that.
And, like, I just always noticed that people talk to them like babies. I smoked weed with someone with Down syndrome once.
That's pretty awesome.
And I watched Power Rangers with them.
Were they chill?
Yeah, fuck yeah. That was the first time I ever saw a bullet.
Okay, how did they smoke?
A bullet.
No, but how did they hold it?
No, it's a bullet. That's what I'm saying.
No, I remember those. But.
Yeah, so it's this little thing. It's like got a rubber stopper, and then you pack it up, and then you can just kind of
You can unscrew it.
You screw it down, and you just, the lighter, there's a hole in the top, and you kind of just
keep it
inside
the
bullet. Well, the thing, it's four people who can't use their hands. That's what it's for. So it's for people who have, like, palsies and shit. So you can hold it in your mouth. It's really easy to light, and you can't miss the bowl. You're sucking the fire. So, like, this, I would kick it with this girl, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell the story, actually.
Just who cares, bro? All right, fine.
What do you mean, who cares? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'll beep out names.
You gotta treat it seriously now. You gotta treat it seriously.
All right, fine.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk. But I can't even tell, like, all right, so there's a kid with Down syndrome. We're gonna cut out the girl part. Okay. Let's cut it from here, all right.
Okay. So hold on. We're gonna cut it here, sound check.
Yeah, so there's this kid with Down syndrome that I knew in high school. And fucking, he loved Power Rangers and shit, and we used to cross paths and shit. And, like, I would smoke before school every morning.
Right.
And this motherfucker would smoke, too. And, like, literally, like, take a hit, you'd be watching motherfucking Power Rangers. And, like, typical, like, fucking just watching TV, kick back, be high.
Right.
That's it, dude. He never freaked out. He never, like, laughed harder. He had a tolerance. And he was just, like, chilling.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing fucking bad about that. Like, if you let your kid with Down, or your son with Down syndrome that's like 35 have a drink, then you can't judge me for that at all.
Dude, there's plenty of people.
Down syndrome motherfuckers love beer.
Dude, they love beer.
So it's like like, get out of here if you're going to judge weed for one.
The first season of Love on the Spectrum was that guy who was like sick as hell with the cocktails. The guy from New Zealand.
Oh, it was the New Zealand one.
Yeah.
Was he the guy who loved Germany and England and shit?
No, that was that American guy who talked like a fucking
No. Remember
the
fat one in the New Zealand ones? He's a fat one, and he was.
We should do a whole Love on
the Spectrum tier list too. By the way,
oh, God.
Of just them, because the Instagram ones are different. That's a whole different.
For the
class.
Sake of content, I'll ride it.
I'm gonna start putting shit on the YouTube, dog.
Okay, cool.
That's not the podcast. Like other shit. You know what I mean? Because why not? We have a
webcam.
No, I'm just having Renee help me with the shit.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Fucking, it's about the OBS stuff that's tougher. Like I need to use his computer, I think, but because he has a stream set up, but whatever. So that's more shit coming. We got autism, perhaps, maybe even Down syndrome tier list coming down the pike. I follow enough Down syndromes on Instagram. All right, Down syndrome girls, hotness tier list.
Stop. No.
What's wrong with that? Are they not allowed to have sex?
Is it?
They're adults.
Listen. This is a very dangerous.
They have needs.
Stop.
Just like you. Just
special
like
needs.
Nice. Put it up. Put it up on the board. But fucking, no, I mean, like, it's a weird thing. Like, Down syndrome motherfuckers are horny as shit. But, like.
Are the girls not?
No, everyone.
Have you seen the gym broad one?
What?
There's like a chick with Down syndrome, right? And she's all fit
hold on,
and
that,
in
that's
shape.
Kind of fucked up that you refer to the gym broad one. That's like me.
I'm
like,
treating her like I would treat any other
you
fucking
seen, you seen the
gym,
no,
gym
you,
bitch.
You okay? Seen the alligator one?
Uh-huh.
It's the Down syndrome guy that loves alligators.
Hilarious.
Oh, you seen the Pokemon one?
Uh-huh.
That's the Down syndrome guy that likes Pokemon.
I'm gonna like, keep talking. I'm gonna keep talking like
that's
that.
That's fucked up.
I'm gonna keep.
My
doing
dad
that.
Sent me one. No, I sent because I sent my dad the. You see the rabbi, the Jewish rabbi Down syndrome guy, and he's talking about
yeah.
Like that. So he goes, "Have you ever seen the Muslim one?" And he sent me the Muslim version. And it's just another, and he's like a Muslim Down syndrome guy. I was like the Muslim one,
dude. There's a fucking up. there's a video of like a Muslim or like a just a Down syndrome Arabic dude like
yeah, that
smoking no, but he's smoking like hash off a brick.
Hash,
yeah,
probably opium, dog.
It's probably that.
A lot of those videos are
opium.
Opium,
yeah.
Yeah
no,
it's
I know
that.
I know what hash looks like
from a distance and shitty. Like you can't really tell.
Nah,
you know?
This was pretty high quality video. I'll send it to you, bro.
But like, what were we on? Yeah, like Down syndrome tier list. Like,
oh,
I want to
no,
do
hold
shit
on.
Like that.
There's
sketches
a...
are on the right. No, I'm talking about the YouTube and
okay.
Shit. Like,
yeah, dude. Sketches.
We're gonna do like more.
Dude,
shit.
We're too funny.
I'm trying
like...
to. I'm trying to fucking start streaming. I need to help
sucking my own dick
like,
here.
Getting that. Like, I'm trying to fucking. I'm trying to just diversify and do more shit. Because who knows, man?
Yeah,
like
man.
In the future, like a podcast, it could be like a fucking VR holocast is the thing to do 5 years from now. And that's like you're an idiot to do a podcast. You know?
Do they not have those?
I mean, they do, but it's not like popular. And like, it's really, it's. I'd say anyone who's using VR chat rooms right now is going to be that
pedophile.
First wave of people. Like, they're early adopters. You know what I'm saying? So, like, in the future, I think that VR chat thing is going to be a lot more common.
Yeah,
and maybe not in the VR way that we think of it, but in some other way. But a virtual reality chat is going to be a standard thing in the future.
Yeah,
and people who are using it now, first of all, some of the funniest fucking internet content comes out of that because just by virtue of people's choice of avatar.
Yep,
but you're an early adopter, man. You're OG if you're in it now. If 10 years from now, I think everyone's going to have a VR set in their house. Like it's going to
be the standard.
New Meta Oculus is like $300.
Damn.
Like that's crazy cheap.
I
you
want
know?
That. I want that. Dude, man. The Oculus, I can't enjoy certain things.
Bro,
like,
you can't even fucking play a first-person shooter for like
a half
hour.
For like, yeah, I get motion sickness like really, really bad.
They fixed that in the headsets, though. It's a latency issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
It gets better and better with each headset, but apparently it's like kind
dude,
of
dude, I would get
anymore.
It so bad when like I'd kick it. Like Tiffany had it, and like she had the graffiti simulator one and shit. That one is hard as fuck,
I might
fuck,
be able
dude.
To get... My parents don't use theirs. I'm going to see if I can just get theirs.
Yeah, ask them. Like,
because it's all in one... The Meta one, is it's all one piece. You don't have to connect it to your computer. It's like all one thing.
Oh, sweet.
You know what I mean? And
okay.
Beat Saber and shit.
Yeah.
Hot Shots and all.
But yeah, I can't fucking... Yeah, I can't even enjoy certain video games for too long. Like, I don't know, dude. What the fuck is wrong with my eyes?
I mean, you wear glasses. They're already fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
and these are... And
you
I need
know
an,
they're bad.
I know? Need an updated prescription, too. Like, I can't see
dick. That shit for years.
I know. I'm
and
lazy.
Drive every day.
I'm lazy.
This man drives blind every day. Everyone's just going to act like that's okay.
All right. God, it's not okay, okay? Anyway, let's take a break real quick.
Yeah, I'm fucking starving.
Yeah. Chicken bake break.
Thursday.
I sell my soul for a donut.
That can be arranged.
Get ready for the scariest.
Bart, stop pissing me, Satan.
Spookiest.
Barty's a vampire.
And wildest night of the year.
Today he's drinking people's blood. Tomorrow he could be smoking.
On an all-new Simpsons Halloween special. Then, you're invited to a haunted Halloween party.
Can we all just get along?
Martin, on a special night in time. It's all part of Fox's Halloween Bash, Thursday starting at 8, 7 Central.
Here we are. And we're back, everybody. Hey, thanks for hanging in there with us.
All right, so I got one last thing I want to talk about.
What's
so, it's... As of today, we're not releasing these like the day after, folks. So they're putting the curtain behind September 29th. So we're about to hit October, right?
Mm-hmm.
And October means back in the horror movies, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As a dude. Motherfucker that watches, like,
is our favorite time of the year.
I watch
Chocolate Panic. This is our favorite time of the year, man.
I think about it, bro. And I'll watch, like, I'll run through, like, easily 10, 15
dude,
movies
yeah,
a week.
Dude, yeah.
A week.
Brother.
Easily. Because I'll listen to movies when I drive places. Do you ever do that?
No.
I listen to TV and movies. Like, all right, so when I'm in an office depression where I'm like, I can only watch The Office to escape from my life.
All right.
So, like, I'll go through, like, a month where I only watch The Office. And that's the only content I take in, to the point where it's like, at home, I have The Office on the TV. Then when I'm driving somewhere, I listen to episodes of The Office. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I'm fully fucking, because The Office is a show, you really don't even need to watch it. Like, right. It's mostly just chit-chat. So you can fucking listen. And if you've seen the episodes, you can see it in your head what's happening. Right? So I'll listen to the shit. So I'll run through movies, and what I'm trying to do is gear myself up for horror movies again and, like, get back into that vibe. Because for me, I have to be in the mood, but I have to make myself watch a movie first, and they'll be, oh, I miss these fucking movies.
Really? You have to...
Yeah, dude, no horror, like, excites me these days.
No, I'll be honest, like most horror doesn't excite me.
But that's why I want to bring up this movie.
I like it.
Gerald's Game. Okay. That's the movie I watched the other day.
What's this movie about?
This is 2019... it's on Netflix.
What's it called?
Gerald's Game.
Okay.
And it's a Stephen King rendition. So it's a Stephen King book that was 93. And it's the first, like, one of his first books where he's trying to write a female character. Fun fact. Now, if you don't know Stephen King and you watch this movie, it's not going to be Stephen. You're not going to notice anything Stephen King-y about it. Because, I mean, other than, like, his writing style, but I don't know the lore of Stephen King. Like, this is all in his universe, you know? And I didn't recognize any of it. I just took it for the movie as it is, and it's great. All right, so I'm going to give it a good review. I'm going to tell you what it's about.
Right. Okay.
And why it interests me. Why it interests me is I saw a clip on Instagram of this big frisky dingo-looking bastard. You know what I'm saying? Like a big skeleton-y. It's a creepy-ass-looking guy, man. He's a big skull-faced guy. He's like 7 feet tall, and he talks like that. And he's fucking... his arms are, like, extended. He's actually got a disease.
It's the guy from Men in Black, the jeweler. It's his friend that he meets with for lunch.
Yeah, you see him in movies because he always plays like a big, tall freak guy.
Yeah, because he does look like Frisky Dingo.
Well, they put makeup on him, like, big time in this movie.
Yeah, so to accentuate.
He looks extra fucked up. And I saw this little clip of, like, him turning around and, like, talk. And he's in, like, a courtroom, and he's wearing shackles.
Yeah.
And he, like, breaks out of them, and he starts walking towards this lady. And I was like, God damn, that looks disturbing.
You were there.
That looks disturbing as shit. That's not what he said. But that's and I was like, fuck, I got to watch this movie. So it's on Netflix. I said, fuck it. You want me to break it down? This is spoilers now. I'm breaking down this whole movie.
Spoiler alert. What's our time frame on this? What would you say? People that want to skip
till the
forward.
End of the episode.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, unless you don't give a shit, then listen. It's pretty sweet. So it's about this woman. Her and her husband go to a fucking cabin in the woods type deal where he, like, rented out, like, an Airbnb for, like, a romantic weekend getaway.
Right.
Right? So they're driving down, and you see this, like, they see this stray dog. It's a big old German Shepherd.
Right.
And she just notices it. And, like, when they pull up, the dog's, like, kind of there. He looks all ratty. She took some steaks from inside the house and, like, fed that motherfucker. And he comes out, and he's like, babe, those are, like, filet mignon A1s. Like, A1 Wagyu Kobe beef, he said.
Yeah,
and he's
okay.
Like, that's $200 a portion. And he's like, ah, fuck it. Leave it to the dog. But you can kind of tell he's an asshole from there, right? So then, next scene, she gets into some, like, nightgowny thing, sexy little thing, whatever, fuck. And then goes into the bed, and, like, their whole thing is they're gonna fuck this weekend. And they haven't, like, fucked
Hell
in a while.
Yeah, it's a fuck weekend, everybody.
My man brings out a pair of handcuffs.
All right.
And she doesn't even, like, know that he's, like, into this type of shit. But he brings up some handcuffs, and he, like, handcuffs her to this bed, to the bedpost, and her, like, arms are, like, real spread out. And, like, then he starts doing this weird, like, role play thing. And first of all, this is where, this, like, in horror movies or any movie, this is where I actually do cringe. I can't stand people trying to be sexy.
Well,
I can't stand
for
it.
For one, you don't like just people sex, period.
Yeah, I don't like talking about it. Yeah. It should be
not like sex.
You and your wife and God, bro. That's the only people who should be known
true.
About your sex life.
Absolutely.
Dog. But, like, it's especially weird when, like, you're a guy in a movie, and you gotta be like, yeah, babe, so then... It's so fucking rough, dude. Chicks that are really good at it can pull it off, but even then, I'm like, you're trying to sell me. But this... so his thing, but what makes it work is it's like this rape fantasy type thing.
Oh, no.
So
was
she
in on this from the...
No, she fucking is not in on it. So she's like, yo, I don't like this shit. And he's like, what the fuck? And they're talking, and as she's like, yo, undo me, we'll talk about this. Undo the shackles, we'll talk about this. He gets a heart attack and dies.
Oh, no.
And she's just stuck there. Bro.
Oh, no.
That's your elevator pitch. This is the first 10 minutes of the movie. That's your elevator pitch right there. I mean, I think I've sold it right there. Okay?
This is already a horror movie.
Okay.
Not just for women.
Now, what happens after that is, so he kind of collapses onto her.
Uh-huh.
And then she uses her leg and pushes him up and, like, pushes him off the bed. Uh-huh. And when he lands on the ground, like, the red, so he, like, dies. Straight up. We know he's dead. She spends, like, 2 hours.
How did he start bleeding?
She kicked him off the bed.
Okay.
Like off, it was like a high bed. He laid, and she kicked him off the bed, and he hit the ground head first.
Oh, so now it looks like she murdered him.
Well, sure. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah. But it's you can test for a heart attack. Like it's something you can, that's true. You know what I mean? In an autopsy. But so this guy's dead. No one's coming to the house until at least Monday. It's Friday. Because he got the lawn done, he paid off the gardeners, he gave everyone the weekend off so they could be alone. Now, what you do, obviously, when you're watching this movie, is you're like, you put yourself in the situation, what do I do? How do I get out of this?
Right.
And you're like, I bet you I can break that pole. You know what I'm saying? You start doing things, I bet you I can tear it through. You know what I'm saying? You start thinking of the same. So that's what she's doing, but she's having hallucinations of the guy. He comes back to life. So his hand comes on the bed, and he stands back up. He's like, what the fuck? And you think he's back to life, but it's a hallucination. So then she starts going through her entire inner monologue with this hallucination of the guy just died, her husband, and then herself. You know what I'm saying? What like another fuck? Version of herself. And then it turns out, like, she had been molested as a child.
What the fuck?
By her father. And fucking, and it goes into this whole thing where, like, she starts flashing back, and she starts processing all this because it's kind of like, what the fuck else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, it's like you get forced to, like, it's like when people go to jail, you're forced to face all your demons because all you do is have time to think.
And she's on the brink of fucking death.
Oh, yeah,
she's
that
dying.
Too. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So, like, so then you start going through the story about, like, and you start, and it's fucked up. And the thing is, that's a heavy topic for a dude to write. Think about that.
Well, I mean, he did write It, and then there's that portion of It.
That's but this is like the whole movie.
The whole well, it's, at least she's in a wait.
So in a clip, she flashes back, and there's like a family like lake house, right?
Okay.
And an eclipse happens, like the first time a full eclipse happened, and the sun like gets redded out, and everything turns red. And in that
there's
moment,
a, okay, I'm
like
sorry,
her,
ahead.
Yeah, she gets the eclipse, and in that moment, like her, the mom and like the other two siblings, they're out in like a boat on the lake, and the dad's just sitting with her, and he starts being hella creepy. And then he has her sit on his lap. It's so fucking creepy, dude. This is, like, downright going to make you feel uncomfortable when you watch it.
Oh, okay.
So he gets her to sit on her lap, and then he just jerks off behind her. Like, and he's just, like, keep looking at the eclipse.
God.
Keep looking. And that, like, stuck with it. And then apparently, like, they kind of leave it open-ended, but it seems like he fucking raped her that night in the house, you know?
Yeah.
So she's dealing with all that while trying to, like, get out of the fucking deal, right? And then one night, this is the fucking scene right here, dog. So one night, the next night, or that night, right?
Okay.
She's just sitting there. It's dark now, and she's still, like, chained up, whatever. And from, like, the shadows, you see this 7-foot guy. He's in the room. He steps from the shadows, and you see this 7-foot fucking skull man come out. They call him the Moonlight Man. And he comes out, and he's all fucking tattered up clothes. He's got a box of just shit. Like, a human hand is in there.
What
and,
the
like,
fuck?
And jewelry. And he's like, and he doesn't say anything. He just walks up to her, and she's, like, tripping out. And then the hallucination of her husband is like tells her, like, that's death coming, bro. Like, that's death. And when he collects your jewelry, that's when you're on your way. So you maybe got another night, but he's definitely going to be back tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So then she's now, like, on the brink of death, right? The next morning, you see a footprint in the blood that looks kind of like a fucking real footprint. Now, let me add to the story. There's another person that's in the real world that comes into play. The dog from earlier is in the room with her.
What the fuck?
Eating her husband. Eating her husband.
No.
So now she's dealing with all this while the dog's kind of, and he's nipping, when she passes out, the dog's like nipping, put your fucking phone away. The dog is nipping at fucking, I don't trust you. The dog is nipping at like her foot and shit, like and stuff like that, right? And fucking, every time they say, get the fuck out of here, it comes back and like rips another piece off of the guy and eats
what
it. So he's just chilling there eating, and it's kind of a cute dog. And he's sitting there like that.
Wait, what kind of dog is it?
It's a shepherd, like a big fluffy shepherd that's like dark colors, only he's black and dark brown. Like a black German shepherd.
Capable almost. Of eating your ass.
Oh, well, it was eating that motherfucker. Yeah. And the thing is funny, the strong version of her is like, that dog, don't worry about him. He's doing what he got to do to get by, and you got to do what you got to do to get by. And that was
true.
Some game.
Yeah.
She's like, you were just like, oops. Come back. <She's> like,
he coming back, everybody.
She's
Job
like,
is back, man.
she's like, bro, you got to get your shit together. That's some game. Right?
Yeah, straight
up. All right, so then that fucking nightman, he's just there, and he's just like, smiling, and she goes back to like recessive, and then she's dealing with more trauma, yada yada yada. You see the blood, and then she's like, it's not real. Eventually, she figures out that there's a glass of water the dude left on the shelf above her. So she shimmies up the thing and she tips the fucking shelf, and this is some suspenseful shit. She tips the shelf up to slide the glass into her other hand.
What the fuck?
So she can drink water.
Oh, okay,
And the dude left a tag from her new dress up there, and she could roll that up to make a straw to reach the cup.
Oh, my God.
It was shit like
dude.
That. But then eventually she uses the cup to cut her wrist to lubricate it with blood, and degloves her whole hand, pulling it out of the shackle. It is the scene that people can't watch. She pulls the skin, and it's not all the way. It's like just up to the palm, and she pulls that bitch out of the motherfucker, and she's just like, and then the phone is dead in the house, so she can't call 911. She gets out of the other side. She, like, breaks it off or some shit. And then she finds a car. She gets in the car. She's losing blood. She's about to die. She crashes into a tree. Happily, there's people in front of the house. People find her, bring her to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
So she deals with this horrible shit. She starts, like, a foundation, right? This is the end of the movie. Where it's like, she starts a foundation, and... Oh, no. Oh, yeah. When she degloves herself. This is the last bit. It's nighttime before the fucking pale man is back, the moon man. And he just stands there, and he's standing there with the box open. And she's just, like, telling herself, you're just made of moonlight. You're just made of moonlight. You're not real. I'm hallucinating. You're just... Because someone said he was made of moonlight.
Right.
And then she walks up. She puts her wedding ring in the guy's box and just walks by him, and he doesn't do shit. And he just looks at the ring. And you're like, fuck, what is that? Gets in the car, crashes it, wakes up in a hospital. She's fine. Turns out, like, fucking, she starts a goddamn thing where she helps other people through trauma and, like, kind of makes a big positive thing out of it. But then there's an article in the news about a mass murderer who is that guy.
Oh, my God.
He was real.
What?
And he had this disease and all the disease. And he was like, a necrophiliac, but he only, like, raped and ate men. So she was fine.
So he's sick alpha, bro.
So sick alpha. So then he was getting sentenced, and she's like, I need to face this motherfucker. Even though, if we're going to be real, he didn't really do anything to her.
No, at all. He didn't do anything
but
to her.
But he represented, like, her overcoming death. Okay. So she walks up.
She has to face death.
And this is the coolest, most powerful, but yet worst part of the movie at the same time.
Okay,
it goes from the best to they fuck it. She walks into the courtroom, and he's, like, getting sentenced. And this is already kind of weird. She's just like, hey. Like, just interrupts the whole shit. And he stops, and he turns and looks at her, and he goes, you're not real. You're made of moonlight.
Yeah.
And he looks, and then he breaks. He's like, you're not real. And he's kooky. And he thinks she's not real. He's like, you're the hallucination.
Yeah.
And then she goes, this is the worst line, dude.
She looks
at him, and she goes, smaller than I remember you. You're smaller than I remember you being. And I was like, God damn it, that's lame. That's so lame. Because I get it. It's like, I'm overcoming this, and now it seems like not a big deal because I've overcome it. You're smaller than I remember. But it's also like, bitch, you could have done something better. You could have said something way better.
Blame the writers.
So here's it. The writer is Stephen King. Two, this is 1993. Yeah. So maybe in 93, that line hits. And it's like, damn. But we've seen so much, like, powerful women shit that line sucked. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn it. But I love the idea that bloody footprint was real and that motherfucker was just in there being a creep.
Dude.
But he actually didn't do shit. But they make him look like this horrible monster. All right,
he is a horrible monster.
But in the eclipse, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a red, everything turns red. And they put that in his eyes in the real world. So he's got these red rings in his eyes and they're all black and he looks horrific.
You know.
But he did not touch her the whole fucking movie. He just asked her for a fucking jewelry and she was getting divorced to the motherfucker. He died anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh. Well, you know what?
It's a good movie.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Shout out. What's it called again?
It's called Gerald's Game.
Gerald
is the name of her husband. The game was like the whole...
Okay.
Stephen King, the original book, apparently is very good too, but internal monologues are a tough read, but a great movie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So in Stephen King's version, you're just reading her thoughts.
The eclipse scene of her getting molested by her dad literally is from fucking... Dolores Claiborne, the movie Dolores Claiborne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the connection into the rest of the Stephen King
universe. Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So wait. She's the fucking chick? Like, fucking...
She's not the chick from Misery, I don't think.
No, no, no. It's not... Well, no. Kathy Bates is her mom.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates is her mom. If it's all in the same universe
it
and
is.
Shit like that.
I don't know how it exactly connects. Again, I don't know Stephen King like that,
so
but
the,
it is...
Well, the connection is getting molested by your dad during the eclipse.
Yeah, well, I know that.
So
the
Dolores Claiborne,
show that.
Dolores Claiborne, that movie is about the mother's perspective.
Okay.
And the mother's perspective, and also, like, it's a sort of the victim not necessarily knowing that she was a victim.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and that was why her and her mother's relationship was so rocky.
Well, in this one, the girl always had a shitty relationship with her mom.
See, it's
the whole thing where she actually wins in the movie is she with her hand all still fucked up and like She writes
Does
a letter.
Does it look all fucked up at the end?
No, they have it, like, wrapped up and shit. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. It's, like, in a nice-looking bandage. But she's writing a letter, and she writes a letter to, like, her young self. It's very, like, 90s.
Oh, my God.
But, like, in the 90s, man, this shit hit hard, man. Yeah. It's different. And this
like
movie
a
did
movie.
A good job with it, but she writes the letter to herself and is like, yo, bro, like, we deserve happiness, yada, yada, yada. It's actually very beautiful. But then my whole thing that ruined it for me was, like, what's a dude writing this? And that's kind of weird. I don't know why. I don't know why, man, but it's just weird that he would, like, that he could write a very, very good father rapist as well as a woman getting raped. He's
then,
as good
and
as,
then,
like...
And then he can write also
honestly,
Maximum Overdrive.
If we're going to talk real life shit, that father's lines were the most horrific thing in that movie.
What did he say?
I can't... I don't know the lines word for word, but he's just coaxing her into, like, doing what he wants is the creepiest shit. The groomy shit is the creepiest shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll fucking take 100 of those Moonlight guys versus that dude. You know what I'm saying? In the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Even though that Moonlight guy was a necrophiliac, cannibal, fucking murderer. Yeah, I guess you probably wouldn't want that. I don't know. But fucking... But it's like it's a movie that tackles a very, very heavy
subject.
Thing.
Yeah.
And it does it earnestly. And it's but okay. it's from a person who didn't experience it.
I guess.
So
I don't know.
He's not a woman, so he can't fucking experience it
was
the same
he
way.
Raped? Has he raped?
I don't know. I don't know. He could have fucking raped and been you know what I'm
dude, you know what? He's on
he
Twitter he's
virtue signals pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's a little sketchy.
It is like, all right, man, you're swinging too hard, buddy.
I'm not gay. I've never been gay in my life. You know what I'm saying? It's like that type of thing. You're gay. It's like that type of thing.
Right.
But yeah, Moon, I recommend the movie to anyone, even though if you listen to this, you know the whole story. But
yeah,
it's
but
a,
whatever.
It's, a
good it's
read.
Still a good read. You know, still a good watch
it's a,
for sure.
You can rip through the book pretty quickly. But
yeah.
I've never read Stephen King stuff, but fucking... the movie is great, and I just like the look of that guy. It was so scary looking.
Yeah.
And he's only in the movie like 4 times, but man, they use him well. Hmm. And the guy is fucking kind of scary looking, but the way with like the lips, and he really does look like...
Well, the makeup, they did
the
it.
The makeup
it
makes
good.
Him look like fucking if Frisky Dingo was an old man. Yeah. Frisky Dingo's jacked in the show.
Yeah.
All right, we're referencing an old Adult Swim show here, but the villain, Frisky Dingo, looks... If you Google Frisky Dingo, that's
it
what
looks
the
They look the same.
It's fucked
they
up.
They look the same. Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
But yeah, great flick. That's my kind of my start off to like the Halloween shit. Because I wouldn't call it a Halloween movie. See, that type of horror movie is like not
horror
anymore.
Suspense.
It's too real.
It's suspense.
I don't want a horror movie about...
Or a thriller.
Sure, but it's too human. Horror movies should be like, oh, someone comes back from the dead.
Is,
I don't want to hear about child rape.
That is
it's
heavy.
It's a fucking bummer.
Okay, it's a heavy subject that is a bummer. Now, what is real life horror, though? So this is where like the movie Green Room comes into question of like, is this horror or is it suspense or
is
it thriller?
The one with the skinheads or whatever?
Yeah, with the punk band that plays out of skinhead.
I don't remember
fucking...
that being a horror at all. I thought it was just
kind
of
it
like
was
a
advertised.
Slasher thing.
Well, okay, is a slasher a horror movie?
Yeah,
is that a horror genre?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that type of stuff is not what I'm talking about. That doesn't make you feel like icky inside either.
No, just
I don't care about seeing people get chopped up into little pieces. That's like animal shit.
Yeah, okay. That's why I mean, look, I don't really give a shit about Terrifier that much. I think it's fun.
Yeah,
but like a lot of people are just they got their dicks.
They're stressed,
hard
but it's
for
a stress free movie in a way.
Huh.
There's no stress in that movie. That you know everyone's gonna die.
You know
you're rooting for Art to kill people.
Right.
And you know he is.
Yeah.
And he's no one's gonna stop him. So it's a stress free movie.
This
movie that I watch now, Gerald's Game, is like you actually fucking your heart breaks for this character.
Yeah.
And it's not longer like, ooh, scary, ooh, that's gory. It's like, oh, I genuinely feel fucked up. That's not cool.
Mm.
Like watching a documentary or some shit. Like the way like it's
God,
not cool anymore. It's like that's drama.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Okay.
And with a bit of horror sprinkled in there. But it's like...
Well, it's with her own hallucination.
I call it horror.
No,
enough,
for sure.
That's... Just because the Moonlight guy is so creepy. Like, I think he should get more clout as like an
so
individual
what
character.
What about like horror, like betrayal type shit? Like there's this movie called Buried Alive.
Yeah.
It's about like this chick who conspires to kill her husband.
Yeah, but I think the thing
or bury him alive essentially and take
his
money.
Yeah, but that's another one where it's like you're signing up to watch that movie to see people buried alive. No stress there. You don't care about any of those.
Well,
characters.
Yeah. Well, the guy comes back and kills.
But no one
her
cares about any
shit.
Of these characters in horror movies. They're disposable.
Yeah. That's
it's
true.
It's just about the kill.
That's the thing. Is that okay?
And
the way I see horror sometimes. Well, like. Slashers and shit. It's just like, I don't know, these people kind of deserve to die, and there's an element of that.
And nothing about this little girl deserves shit
in
this movie.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, and that's stressful, bro.
Yeah, that's what's stressful.
I don't want to watch, in Halloween, let's define a Halloween movie. This is a tough question.
Yeah.
And everyone has different
what
answers.
What is a Halloween movie?
But that's what I'm getting at here, is I don't consider this movie at all a Halloween movie because it's a fucking bummer. And that's not what Halloween's about, dude. Halloween's about, like, spooky, scary. Yes. You know what I'm saying? It's Vincent Price. That's what Halloween should be about. It should be Scooby-Doo horror.
It should be Ghoulardi. It should be Elvira.
Yeah, it should be Elvira. It should be Michael Myers. It should be, like, corny shit. Yeah. It shouldn't be, like, campy. Rwanda. Like, yeah, that's horrific.
That's awful.
But I don't want to think about that. You know what I mean? This is a holiday. Remember, it's a holiday for kids.
Yeah.
So, like, miss me with the child molestation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I don't need that.
It's depressing. Yeah. But the movie is great. I recommend it. But goddamn.
But
man.
Goddamn.
Not
so
for
does
Halloween.
That mean? So,
so
does
not
that
a Halloween
mean?
Movie. What's a perfect Halloween movie?
Not
Hubie Halloween.
That's a good one.
It's great. But it's a great the perfect one. Halloween movie is something like Monster Squad.
Monster Squad is great. Hey,
Elvira's
Hocus
movie.
Pocus, I don't care. I like that.
Elvira's movie.
Yeah.
Is a perfect representation of a Halloween fucking movie.
Halloween Town. If you're a girl,
it's not scary. At all, unless you're like 6 years old. I think that's what it has to be.
I suppose.
Like, if you're like...
Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. That's a perfect example.
Is a little...
Like,
Simpsons Treehouse of Motherfucking Horror is a perfect example. Like, is a little, like, 10-year-old going to be freaked out by, like, Freddy Krueger, the 80s movie? I don't think so.
No,
any movie
really.
From the 80s? I don't think so, dude.
I've never really been afraid. Yeah, I've never... Like, you know what? Like, what's a movie, like, that scared you as a kid?
The second half of American History X.
All right.
No, don't let him corrupt you. Stay with your pride.
Right? Yo, shut up.
Remember your boys. But like a movie that freaked me out, only three experiences I've ever had where something freaked me out. And that was all when I was like second, third grade. The beginning of Mars
kid.
Attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because they kind of play it straight, right? Yeah. And then the aliens come down for the first time, and everyone's there to greet them. And then they release, like, the doves, right? And they say, "We come in peace."
Yeah.
They come in peace. And then they start frying everyone.
Hell
that's
yeah.
all I saw.
Yeah, that's horrific.
And that was betrayal. And that was also the first time that I've recognized, like, aliens could be bad guys. I was like, aliens should be cool.
Oh, man.
But now they're evil bastards? Like,
well,
it's fucked up.
Okay, this is what's fucked
Mars
up.
Mars
is
isn't
that
far,
I always
dude.
Grew up it's a fact that they're coming to kill us.
Yeah, but there's a lot of cartoons and shit
about
like, aliens
Day.
That are cool, though.
Independence Day came out before.
I didn't watch that, like, as a kid, though.
Yeah, dude.
Like, but think about all the cartoons of, like, aliens that are your friend and E.T. and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching that type of shit. And then I saw these Mars Attacks Martians just straight fry people.
And
the
90s
brains.
Just ruined it.
They look fucked up, and that freaked me out as a kid. Now it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, hands
hell yeah,
down.
Dude.
But, fucking, the other one was, I don't even know what it is. It's an episode of, like, CSI. Where this dude got kidnapped and buried alive in a plexiglass case. And what happened was he was buried alive, and there's a scene where he's, like, freaking out, and he's kicking out, and I'm, like, claustrophobic, and I'm fucking scared
dude.
The shit out of me. But then a light came on, and he was being recorded, like, live streamed to the people trying to find him.
Oh,
and, like, TikTok type shit. And they're just watching this guy, like, panic and fucking... It was scary as shit looking. And then the fact that it was plexiglass, so all the dirt you could see all around
me. Yeah, hell yeah.
When I was a little kid, that was the only time that I saw a movie that really, for,
being,
like, 2 days straight wrecked
being
me.
Buried alive... And getting your wrist or throat slit has always been a thing, like a
scary.
Throat slit,
I feel like a quick one though, man. Buried alive, you suffer.
Yeah, suffer.
Throat slit, that's a quick one. Just being cut, fucking. That's like the same as a paper cut to me. We're like, ugh, you feel that thing, but I'm like, I'd rather that than be buried alive.
I mean,
all day.
I don't know. We're
all
not
day.
Fucking, you know, OJ's wife. That's fucked up. I should say her.
Yeah,
say her name.
Fucking being buried alive, like you're suffering through it. You know you're gonna die. You know you're fucked, and you're just panicking until you die.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the worst.
That's awful. Yeah.
Long.
That's
and
how
drawn
you
out.
Extract adrenochrome.
Long okay. and drawn out. So,
yeah.
But those are the only two things that freaked me out. But again, like I love horror. I started watching like Saw in like fourth grade, and then I never felt anything ever again. But with horror, like I want my Halloween horrors to be campy, and yes, they have to have like a Halloween. It has to take place on
it has
Halloween.
To be, yeah,
it has
yeah,
to take
yeah,
place
yeah.
on Halloween. There has to be some sort of element to the movie that is Halloween, and not like there's a jack o' lantern there in one scene. No, someone has to say Halloween. You gotta see a motherfucking costume.
Jack o' lantern.
And Hubie Halloween, no joke, is a great Halloween movie.
It's fun,
fucking fun movie, and
it's
I consider
fun.
That like
Halloween should be fun.
That's a great fucking exactly. It's not supposed to be like. Like, people be, like, putting on, like, Midsommar.
Oh, I'm scared. Oh, God.
Like, get out of here.
Jeez,
like,
man.
Oh, it's a Halloween party. Let's put on Midsommar. Get out of here. No, you put on fucking, like, House on Haunted Hill from the 50s. You put on Dracula.
Shit, you can put House on Haunted Hill from the 90s.
Bro, you put on motherfucking, yeah, exactly. Fright Night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The Goonies? I mean, no.
What?
Gremlins? The first one's on Halloween, right?
Is it?
Or is the second
it's
one?
Christmas.
One of them
I thought it was Christmas.
Well, then the first one, the second one is Halloween.
It's just
then.
A horror. It's not even a horror movie.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like a fun, campy, like fucking romp. That is kind of like playing on a horror movie.
Okay.
The Blob, I'd say, even though that's not a horror, like that type of plan. What is it? Aliens from Planet 9 or whatever. Like all these like campy old fucking movies. I'll give the past a campy old like 50s movies for not having Halloween in them. But if it's something from the 80s and on, it should have Halloween as a subject matter. And Halloween, Michael Myers is arguably the quintessential Halloween movie.
You know what? For the sake of like Halloween should be fun. Yeah, Rob Zombie's Halloween movies are too much.
Oh, yeah.
They're
dude,
too much.
Especially if you watch the director's cut of the first one. There's a brutal rape scene
in
that.
Yeah, it's awful, man.
Brutal. And
why?
You're not watching
and you know
that
what?
With your mom.
The first scene, like, where, like actually, like within the first 10, 15 minutes of the movie, he beat that kid to death.
Yeah, but I like that, dude.
Yeah.
That was
well,
sick.
Yeah, that kid was a fucking cop.
Let me tell you why I like that.
Because that kid was a fucking
cop. I love seeing a bully get killed.
Yeah.
I love seeing little kids murder. I don't know. I just love it. And what he did was dope. And this is kind of on Rob Zombie, but what the kid, he hit him like 3 times with the stick, and then he paused and did this dope ass pause where he like kind of took a breath and then just lifted up and just kept swinging on him. Yeah. But it was shot like music video style where it's cut up where it made him look cool as shit. Like he paused and did the cool pose and he just kept beating him and he's wearing that fucking mask. Dude, and that kid, I love that kid. He's in the kid from Hancock.
Yeah, he is. Dude. Oh, also, I think that was him in Running Scared with Paul Walker.
He's in a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And, but like Rob Zombie's Halloween, I'd say like, House of a Thousand Corpses is his Halloween movie. That's the one you put. No, the Munsters, bro. You put on the Munsters.
Yeah, the Munsters. I liked his Munsters movie.
I'm not a Munsters dick rider, and I'm a Rob Zombie dick rider. So I liked his Munsters movie.
I don't ride Rob Zombie's dick. But like, I did enjoy that.
I think I do, man. Devil's Rejects is probably one of my favorite fucking, like, in my top 20, probably.
Yeah.
Horror movies? Off
horror
top.
Movies, yeah.
Top five.
Yeah, that's a, honestly, that's a fun horror movie.
Devil's, is it? The Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's like a grimy. You can't have
yeah,
it at a kid's
why.
Party.
Like, there's an element.
But I'm not calling that a Halloween movie.
Okay.
I'm just saying in my top five horrors.
Sure.
Not Halloween.
Yeah, you said horror.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's not Halloween horror.
House of a Thousand Corpses is good, too. You know what I'm saying? But I just prefer Devil's Rejects. Yeah. But, I really fuck with Rob Zombie. He's like one of the first artists that like I really got into as a kid.
Yeah,
so it's
dude.
Like, I dick ride him. I give him 2 points on everything. You know?
Yeah, you'll give him 2 inches.
I even fucking liked like Lords of Salem. Everyone hated that movie. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, most of his shit sucked after.
Yeah,
movie.
Like what was that, 47?
Yeah, 47.
Was,
and yeah, then even the Three from Hell kind of sucked, the Devil's Rejects.
Yeah.
Movie, but fucking...
Yeah.
But I love that shit. But like, that's not a Halloween
Monsters
movie.
Was fun, though.
Elvira the movie might be my top Halloween movie. I think that it hits every... It's got prosthetic, like, ghouls and goblins. It's got the 80s, like, flash magic shit. It's got, like, a bunch of... Elvira is the fucking queen of Halloween.
Hell yeah,
down.
Dude. She's hilarious.
It's a comedy, but it has, like... I like any spooky horror...
It is a full-on... It's full of comedy, dude.
It's
like,
not a horror movie at all.
It's jokey.
That's the thing that people don't understand about a good Halloween movie.
Right.
It doesn't need to be, and most likely won't be a horror movie the way you're thinking.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that. It could just be a centered around.
Like, when you think of horror, and the first thing you think of is like, bro, The Human Centipede is not a horror movie. I mean, not a Halloween movie. Not at all, dude.
No.
Like, that's not a fun Halloween movie, dude. Halloween
I wouldn't even
movie?
Call it a fun movie.
Scooby-Doo Zombie Island.
Is it a Halloween movie? Oh, the animated one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
The second Scooby-Doo movie, I believe, takes place on Halloween, actually. I'm not even kidding. So there you go. There's another one. Anything Scooby-Doo.
A lot of goosebumps.
Anything Scooby-Doo. And you know what? Anything, any horror anthology show, I give that too. Goosebumps. Creepshow.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
What's the Crypt Keep? Tales from the Crypt.
Dude, Creepshow.
That's what I say. That was the first one.
Yeah, Creepshow, man.
But those things, all of those horror anthologies, even if they're not taking place on Halloween, get blessed into Halloween status. Because they just have Halloween vibes.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially
spooky
for
vibes.
Us, because it's 90s horror shit from when you're a kid, and
hell
they always run it around Halloween 10 times as much, so you
yep.
always saw it around then. So if you're a millennial, those all get the bless on Halloween. Like, they're all in there. They're blessed in. They don't have to be taking place on Halloween. You know what I mean? They can take place in the fucking rainforest and shit. It'd still be Halloween. Any Universal monster shit from back in the day, Halloween. Frankenstein. Dracula.
Yeah, the Mummy.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
The Strongest, by the way. Of all horror
it's
monsters.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No, it's just all the OG universals. That's how it's done.
Wolfman.
So, you got... Who's going to... All right, people be like, oh, who... Freddy versus Jason. Dracula would fucking fuck up both of them. hands down. And I don't care. Oh, pretty can. Dracula doesn't have dreams. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right?
You can't. If you go into Dracula's head, you're stuck in there forever. Yeah, you kill him in there.
Yeah.
Dracula's mindscape is more powerful than Freddy. So it's like fucking like. And then
they wouldn't dare.
And then Freddy Krueger.
Besides,
Kruger,
New Line Cinema.
And Freddy
Krueger
would fuck up the Babadook or whatever new shit these kids have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Art the Clown,
you know,
but Art the Clown's an '80s like throwback type character, so I put him in the '80s category. But like, if you talk about power rankings, if you're talking power rankings of like killers in movies,
right?
The older, the more powerful. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So Frankenstein would fuck up pretty much anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Zombie movies.
Unless you
do we give
fire.
Zombie movies Halloween pass? I don't know. Walking Dead
what
is
zombie,
not a Halloween
hold on,
vibe.
What zombie movie
Dawn
took
of the Dead
place? Took place on Halloween though.
Like,
is
movie?
There any
I don't
zombie
any
Halloween movies?
Yeah, I don't think so, man. And there's a lot
other
of shows.
Other than Treehouse of Horror,
there's a lot of shows. Cat Scratch has one of the best. This is a cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
They have one of the best Halloween episodes of any show ever. Billy and Mandy had a big Halloween blowout with a whole thing. Billy and Mandy, that movie that takes place, Jack-O-Lantern. That's a Halloween classic for me. I put that shit on every year. The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, the Jack-O-Lantern movie is fucking, come on. It's called the Jack-O-Lantern movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Trick or Treat's a layup. Obviously, that's in there.
Oh, is Sleepy Hollow a Halloween movie?
Yeah, all Sleepy Hollow lore is East Coast Halloween lore.
Yeah.
That comes
with it.
It's
all Dutch, too, isn't it?
I think they're German.
I thought they were
Pennsylvania Dutch is Germans.
Oh, okay.
But, Ichabod Crane. So, if you're from the East Coast, bro, that shit's like, you learn that shit your whole life growing up.
Yeah.
The whole story. And, like, who they're based on, the real people. So, anything Headless Horseman is inherently Halloween.
Yeah, Jack-O-Lantern.
And Headless Horseman comes from, like, the same place that Halloween comes from, which is an old Gaelic tradition.
Right.
So, you would have, instead of the Headless Horseman, it's actually called a Dúlahan. So, a Dúlahan is a Headless Horseman. And the horse is headless too, so it's a headless horse. It's sick, and like that's where the whole like the Irish people that came to America way back in the day, they brought that shit over and kind of retooled it into like and made a new story, and that was Sleepy Hollow,
right? And
then Halloween, same deal. Like there was an old pagan festival back in Europe, and then they take it here, and it all comes back. So that's core Halloween. So anything Sleepy Hollow, anything like that, that's
what
core Halloween. That's
what about the Crucible.
The Crucible, is that the one with the witch trials?
Witch trials.
Yep.
Witch trials is Halloween.
Hey, witches. Anything
witches? That's true.
With pointy hats?
It's Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Not the naked ones, not the Star Wars ones.
Not
the
hot,
ones
slutty ones.
The fucking green hook nose, all that.
Yeah, the ugly bitches.
But Wizard of Oz, not Halloween.
What about the Blair Witch Project? Would that be? No, that's just a horror movie.
They try to make it real.
It's a fake documentary or whatever. Found footage. First found footage movie, no?
First big one.
Yeah, okay. What other Halloween shit we got? Yeah, so it's like, we're in full swing for the spooky season, man. I'm fucking, what's our Halloween tradition this year?
Another thing I do for Halloween every year is watch Cinemassacre's Monster Madness.
Yeah,
so
Monster
that's
Madness.
The angry video game nerd on YouTube. He did cinema reviews way back in the day.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And used to do a thing every, he still does it. So I watch the new ones too, that's another tradition. But it is Monster Madness. But if you are like a movie buff and you want to get a quick breakdown of like, you know, some early ass cinema that you don't feel like watching the whole thing of, but want to kind of understand their place, those videos are fantastic. Like he goes into like depth, like, but they're all quick little bite sized videos.
Right, right, right.
And he'll talk about like 50s movies and like 70s shit and shit you never heard of and shit that led to other shit. And it's like just quick little bite sized. And I rewatch them every year. That's like another tradition I have for Halloween. Just hearing about horror movies, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure he did one year where it was all about Halloween movies, so I might revisit that.
Damn. I'm
Pumpkinhead.
Fucking, yeah.
But yeah, there's a
Pumpkinhead,
but,
yeah. Oh,
but
shit.
It's a debate.
Trick or Treat.
Because, like, when people be like, when you kick it with people, and then, like, this is an autistic ass thing, but
go
I'm
ahead.
Like, bro, you're going to put on a horror movie for Halloween, and then you're going to put on Cupid Centipede? Like, that's not a fucking Halloween movie, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Saw is not a Halloween movie.
The Descent is not a Halloween movie.
Hereditary is not a Halloween movie.
Hereditary is not. See, that's. Bro, Death in the Family is not a fun movie.
Yeah, dude, that's traumatic.
It's fucking horrendously traumatic.
God
and
damn
well, wouldn't a skeleton coming out of the ground be traumatic? Like, I don't know, not as much. Probably not as much. I'd rather the skeleton than my brother die because I fucking drove a car the wrong way or something. You know what I'm saying? That's more. That's because it's real, and Halloween isn't about being real. It's about being fun and spooky.
And stupid.
God damn,
you know,
people
like,
just don't understand.
That's why you moon people and egg their house if they don't give you candy.
Saran wrap their cars and
shit. Shit on their doorstep. Flaming shitbag.
Flaming shitbag.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hit their fucking mailbox with a baseball bat when you're driving. Do that shit. Do Mischief Night.
Yeah, honestly, October 30th, dude. Fucking,
I feel like kids can't do it anymore.
No, it's
like
just vandalism
people.
Now.
Yeah, they'll just shoot people.
Honestly, yeah, that is Mischief Night. Well, Mischief Night is every night in Los Angeles, goddammit.
Yeah.
But hell yeah, dude. Oh, The Crow.
I don't know.
The Crow
that's
is
not on my Halloween.
No, but
catalog.
It is a Halloween movie.
Is it?
It's around Halloween.
Huh.
Devil's Night.
I need to read. It is the night before Halloween. Yeah. Devil's Night. Yeah, that's Mischief Night. Uh-huh. So I need to rewatch The Crow. It's been like.
I watched it recently, man. It's 2008. Still good.
I think it was the last time I watched The Crow. It's been a long time, dude. I was a kid the last time I watched it.
There's the new Crow that's out. Dude, it's as gay as I thought it was going to be.
Elric, a buddy of ours who loves The Crow, will not recognize it. He's like, what new Crow movie? He won't recognize
it's like
it
if the now. If you're like a Ghostbusters purist.
Now, first time I ever saw it, I had a buddy back in Jersey who did that with the Avatar, the Airbender live act, the M. Night Shyamalan one. I was like, yo, what do you think about that Avatar movie? He's like, what Avatar movie? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He just wouldn't let up. He never broke. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude.
But yeah, so Halloween. I don't know.
Halloween.
I gotta think on this more.
Yeah.
But there has to be like a fucking solid set of rules of things that have to. You have to have some boxes to check to like prove that you're really a Halloween.
Let's develop a box system to check for Halloween.
Yeah,
what is the true meaning of Halloween?
We're going to get down to that. We're going to do the autism tier list. Shit's going to be popping off, man.
Hell yeah, dude. But anyway, we're going to call it. We're going to wrap it right here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging on, you know, hanging out, whatever. And we're going to be back next week, everybody. Until then.
Stay black.